Beneath, a novel by Ariel Sullivan, narrated by Brittany Presley. To anyone who has ever been at war with themselves or lost in the abyss of grief, and to Krista, who stayed through it all. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. George Orwell, 1984. Day 100. Do you ever wonder what you would do if someone, God, the universe, whoever, gave you the ability to undo just one thing? What would you choose? How would you decide? These thoughts have haunted me since this became my new way of life. Before, I had a whole host of things I would change. So many that it's hard to know where to start. Maybe I could have convinced my mother to hang on in the end. Perhaps she wouldn't have given up. But I think of my father leaving. Maybe I would have made him stay, and things would have been different. Maybe I wouldn't have kept my anger locked up all these years. Maybe I'd take back all the hateful things I said when everyone I cared for seemed to just give up. There are lighter things, too. Like being embarrassed in middle school for liking art, or for having a crush on Sam. Seems stupid that I ever cared what anyone thought. Then the world fell apart. My world fell apart. And there's no going back. Now, all I can think about is that one moment. There are so many things I could have done differently. The things I should have said torment me day and night. Those terms don't mean anything now anyway. Nothing means anything. I'm just trying to survive. Maybe that's why I find myself writing this damn journal all the time, trying to hold on to memories that I know will fade with time. Would it be a mercy to forget? I don't know. I can't say I'll be sad when my time comes to be buried beneath and returned to the earth, or what's left of her. Maybe I would have said what I felt, what I wanted, what I needed. I would have said I love you more. I think that would have made all the difference. But then, I'll never know. 1. I fucking hate humans. Sirens pierced the air all around me. Maybe that's a bit harsh. Fine. I just hate humans. The wailing sirens filled the tunnels, a deafening alert of yet another nuclear storm raging on the surface. We all huddled hidden beneath the ground like ants. What was left of us anyway? The last storm trapped us down here for months, or moons, as some people had taken to calling our survivalist passing of time. I just called it hell. But even that meant less and less as religions disappeared. I didn't blame anyone for forsaking any of the gods they had once worshipped, when not a single one had come to our aid. Rations had diminished to crumbs in order to preserve provisions. I wasn't exactly looking forward to losing the essential weight I had just put back on. I picked at my still loose pants. At least I had a belt this time. I grimaced, remembering how I had come by the belt. The deceased patient I had taken it from. Survival. I twisted the black identification band around my left wrist. You have to survive now, little flower. I doubted my father would still call me that if he had seen what I had become. The things I had done to survive. Across from me, a little girl let out a small whimper, staring at me with wide, dark brown eyes, almost the same shade as mine. A green identification band glinted as she covered her ears. A man and a woman, her parents, I assumed, wrapped their bodies around the little girl, shielding her. She couldn't be older than 3, maybe 4. The woman ran a comforting hand through her daughter's hair. A family. An anomaly these days. A relic of life before the war. A life that little girl wouldn't have been alive to see. We had been dwelling almost entirely underground for 6 years now. The message auto-repeated on the radio along with the coordinates as the end approached.